Step 7. Аудиозапись номер 31 к упражнению 1. 1.
It's always hard work choosing books for children. I sometimes remember the books I loved long ago when I was a child myself. My favorite book then was Adventures with Rosalind by Charlotte Austin, a gripping fantasy about a lonely boy on a long journey through different lands across seven seas. Unfortunately, nobody has heard of it, as it is long out of print. Anyway, I really enjoyed it when I was 7 or 8 years old.
2.
I'd like to say how important it is to read aloud to children. I suppose this is the best, easiest, and most enjoyable way to make a child love books for life. I don't just mean reading books to babies or very young children. I mean going on reading aloud long after children can read for themselves. I'm sorry they don't read aloud in our schools as often as they used to. I still remember how much we children loved our reading lesson on Friday afternoon back in those long ago school days.
3.
I also think there should be more reading aloud at home. Recorded stories are wonderful, especially in cars, but there's nothing like a grown-up reading or telling a story directly to a child. My all-time favorite picture book to read aloud is Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak, with its poetic text and wonderful imaginative illustrations. It never fails to intrigue or please any child under 7. The Mary Poppins books are good to read to 7 or 9-year-olds. Each part is a story in itself, perfect for bedtime reading.